Okay, Shavuot Tov, and good morning, everybody. So, Parshas Chukas, which is really about death and life, and really very much in that order, begins with the Jewish response to death, which is the Parah Aduma, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Zerahi Milfanai Achareha. Right, the Ramban famously says that the Gzera is the Avodah Bachutz, the Chatas. Even suggests that's why it's Elazar and not Aaron. Maybe it's not, l'fichod el shel Aaron to do avodah b'chutz, just like the Ish Iti with the Sira Mishtaleach. But be that as it may, it's all about the encounter with death, the Avi Avo Satoma, Hanogea b'meis l'chol nefesh adam, yitma shivas yamim, hu yischatabo b'yom ha-shishi v'yom ha-shvi'i. Right, the idea of, hazas mechatas, as essential, even going to the mikvah and waiting 7 days isn't enough. And so probably the two signature halachos of Tumas Meis are the idea of hazah, right? Even Tumos Chamuros that require Shiva don't have this feature of hazah spara aduma. It's unique in response to Tumas Meis, right? Whether it's, Zav Gedola or Zav, Mitzora. There are other things, but Hazah is a signature halach. And then, of course, Tumas Ohel, which is, very, very fascinating idea of whether the mace is mahil or whether the individual is mahil al hamace, but the idea of, filling the entire space, the airspace, the Ramban, Dibur HaKas of Behova, the Jewish people lived in, in Ohel, Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamos Ba'Ohel. They were Yoshvei Ohalim at the time, but of course it applies to any bias, not that the bias itself, becomes Tameitz Mechubar Lekarka, right? Here you have a pattern of parallel that a Mitzora is Metam B'Sol as well, but, that's only because the Mitzora is Nechshav Kemeis. It's drawing some of that element of the Meis, Al Nasi Chameis, Asher B'Tzeisim Erachem Imo, V'Yachel Chatzi B'Saro. So, the idea of, Tumas Ohel, of dominating the airspace, and Hazah Shlishi V'Shvi are probably the two signature halachos of Tumas Meis, and really reflect its idea of Avi Avos HaTuma, that the body requires treatment even before getting into the mikvah, the Hazah, and then in addition to that, the idea of its capacity to dominate its space. So taking these things into account, the Ramban notes that it's a strange phenomenon, that Tumas Maga and Tumas Oel are discussed, but not Tumas Masa, right? Not direct contact, but the idea of a mace, being able to conduct Tumah Chamura for 7 days, even if one didn't touch it, but one simply carried its weight. But then the Ramban notes, Hanogeya b'meis, the Chol Nefesh Adam isn't just Tumas Masa, because there are two forms of Tumas Maga. One of them is Maga, and then one of them is Masa itself. You could derive it as Chazal, from a Kamachomer, from Nevelas of Tahor. The Nevelas of Tahor is Metame Begadim She'alav, so it's not direct contact. Zivikav Chomer, because Nevelas Oma Tuma Kala, and, Meis is a Tuma Chamura, so if Nevela has features of Tumas Masa, the Begadim She'alav, so certainly Meis as well. But the point is that, the Ramban is obviously bifurcating between Mag and Masa, and Ohel, which is like a different category, Hanogeya b'meis l'chol nefesh adam, the Ramban thinks l'fi pshuto covers both Maga and Masa. So what's really fascinating is then the next level of Chiddush in the Ramban. And he says he's not sure about these things, and Bavanoseinu HaRabim, we don't have Dinei Taros anymore, so he can't be sure. But he says the following, there's a third feature of Tumas Meis of Cherev Harayu Kechalal, that which defies all the other principles of Tumah and Tara, that normally we go one level down, the first derivative, and Av makes a Rishon, Rishon makes a Sheni, Sheni makes a Shlishi in the world of Truma, Shlishi makes a Revi in the world of Kadshim, Revi has implications for Chatas as well, the Mechatas, as it were. But Cherev Harei Kechalal is the exception to that rule, right? So that on a Daraisa level, the Cherev or any Kli Barzel that was in contact with the Mace, so a human being who touches that will become not a Rishon Tuma, but an Avatum, and not Tumas Erev, but Tumas Shiva. But the Ramban says, it seems to him, that two halachos would not apply to Cherev Harayu Kechalo. Tumas Shiva certainly applies, become an Avatum, but he doesn't think you need Hazah. that is unique to the encounter with the dead body itself. Hanukiyah b'meis l'chol nefesh adam, who yitma shivat yamim, who yitchata bo b'yom ha-shishu v'yom ha-shvi. And there's also no din of tumas ohel. It's only maga and masa. So if you would carry that sword or, you know, touch it, but not ohel. And he says otherwise, you know, a kohen couldn't go into any house. How could a kohen go into a house? Who knows? Maybe there's a cherev there. It's at least a safek d'oraisa, safek b'shus l'yochid. So the Ramban, you know, that's what he argues. But what it really comes down to is this idea that cherev heirei kechala doesn't mean that it's anything like the encounter with mace itself. The encounter with mace, again, it dominates the airspace. There's tumas ohel. The encounter with mace requires hazah shlishi v'shvi. The chiddush is the encounter with mace is enough to render matechas, which is an excellent tumma, not just a conductor, but a tumma contractor. That it's like the ultimate, you know, receptacle for tumma. So it's enough to render that, you know, an avi avos, and therefore touching that renders you an av hatumma. But it's not to be confused, charev hareu kechalo, with the idea that it's somehow an encounter with the, you know, death itself. That is a rarefied encounter, or I should say it's a stigmatized encounter, really, it's a better word for it. And the mace itself, and only the mace itself, is, you know, creates a sense of dominating the airspace of Tumas Ohel, and requires the hazah. The cherev, l'shitas haramban, right, carries with it the identity of the mace in a certain sense, right, because cherev is, you know, mekatzer, yemoshinos of shel adam. It has that sense of the barzel, of being, of carrying, you know, an element of the mace, but it's not the mace itself. There's only the mace in terms of creating Tumas Ohel and requiring Hazah Shlishi Vishvi. Only the mace itself, you know, has that degree of stigmatization.